Welcome to Journeying the Psalms, a short-form podcast series. I'll be going through the 44 Psalms I've arranged and recorded with my dear friends, the McGraths. Each week, I will share reflections on a Psalm of the Week, a little bit of background to the song arrangement, a thought or two to ponder as you listen, and an accompanying journal with some further reflections and invitations to prayer and practice. This series looks at how the Psalms speak into our lives, how they can get in touch with our deeper emotions and help us better understand ourselves, how they can lead us to live fuller, more honest, more authentic lives, and how they show us a bit of who God is and who we're invited to be in the world. Today's Psalm is Psalm 25, For I Wait. In this Psalm of discernment, the writer expresses the longing to hear God's guidance in the stillness of prayer. This song sits with the longing to know how to walk in the right paths of truth and love. Stillness is something I focused on in many of my retreats in the past year or two. I became aware that some people were really intimidated by the idea of being in silence, but stillness seemed maybe more accessible. And so we called the retreats stillness retreats. And the aim is not to necessarily find physical stillness, but an inner stillness through which we can better know the way forward. How can we live that out in our decisions and our day-to-day actions? I happened to be working on the arrangement of this psalm at the time that George Floyd was killed in the States, and it spoke into that situation as I reflected on how I could respond. As I realize that I have a voice through which I can speak out for justice and truth and peace and love to be shown in the world. So as you listen, consider whether you're waiting for God's guidance now, or if you have in the past needed that guidance so that you might know the way forward. May you find the inner stillness that you need to walk in the right paths.